From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Tens of thousands of pro-democracy protesters are gathering in the central square in Cairo, many waving Egyptian flags and singing the national anthem. Soldiers are keeping a close eye on the demonstrators. Protest leaders are calling this the day of departure, the day they want Egypt's embattled president, Hosni Mubarak, to step down. NPR's Eric Westervelt is there.
People here want him to resign right now, and that's their simple demand, and they're hoping that today's numbers, the size and the peaceful nature of the rally so far, sends another clear message really to the Mubarak regime and to the world.
NPR's Eric Westervelt in Cairo. The Obama administration is in talks with officials in Egypt on possible transition plans, including a proposal that would have Mubarak resign immediately and turn over power to an interim government headed by Vice President Omar Suleiman. Mubarak, though, in an interview with ABC, says he's told President Obama that Mr. Obama does not understand what would happen if Mubarak were to step down now. Suleiman has told ABC the government will not use force to halt the mass protests.
We will not use any violence against the youth, but we will ask them to go home.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the State Department is expressing concern about a crackdown on journalists in Egypt.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton condemned attacks on journalists and on peaceful protesters ahead of what could be even larger demonstrations in Egypt. Clinton called the violence an unacceptable violation of international norms.
I urge the government and a broad and credible representation of Egypt's opposition, civil society, and political factions to begin immediately serious negotiations on a peaceful and orderly transition.
Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The Labor Department has the latest look at the nation's employment picture this morning when it releases unemployment numbers for January. NPR's Giles Snyder says analysts are expecting a slight uptick in the jobless rate.
Analysts think the economy added around 146,000 jobs in January. And while the unemployment rate is expected to tick up a notch from December's 9.4%, Federated Investors Chief Strategist Phil Orlando says that has more to do with how the government treats discouraged workers in its calculations. He expects the pace of job creation to look better around the middle of the year.
We think that the issue with the discouraged workers will largely be behind us. And then the improvement of a pace of 200 to 300,000 non-farm jobs is going to start to drive the rate of unemployment lower.
Yesterday, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke said there is grounds for optimism about the job market, but he said it will be several years before the jobless rate returns to a more normal level. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. A report commissioned by the Obama administration says a proposed oil pipeline from Canada to the U.S. Gulf Coast could help substantially reduce U.S. dependence on foreign oil. But the Natural Resources Defense Council is calling the proposed project an ecological disaster waiting to happen. Verizon has stopped taking pre-sale orders from existing customers for iPhones. Jason Lopez in San Francisco reports the halt came on the first day those orders were being taken.
The company has marketed the phone by criticizing AT&T's iPhone services. Last year, when AT&T launched its iPhone 4, high demand caused ordering systems to crash, which frustrated many customers. It appears Verizon sold out of iPhones allocated for the pre-sale to current customers with few glitches. The company did not announce how many phones it sold, which are scheduled for delivery next Thursday when the devices go on sale to the public. Analysts say the carrier could sell as many as 13 million phones. For NPR News, I'm Jason Lopez in San Francisco.
Security is expected to be tight at Cowboys Stadium in Texas for the Super Bowl game on Sunday. Federal law enforcement officials say they know of no specific threats, but there's ongoing concern about terrorists possibly trying to target such high-profile events. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano.
We have helped provide first observer training to more than 1,200 stadium staff. We have teams in place to help provide security for transit to and from the stadium.
Napolitano speaking after touring the stadium. She will attend the game. More than 100 million people are expected to watch on TV as the Green Bay Packers take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.